So lately I've gone down this not so good spiral because, like right now I can't really do much aside from wait for some of the documents to be released so that I can finally, start applying to jobs, right? And I know the best way to go about it is just, do the best that you can with what you have. And I'm notoriously known to, not be able to kind of follow through with my own advice, but this time I'm gonna have to, and I think it's like on the day-to-day basis when, I've done, the to-dos, right? Contributed myself for, for the future, I started learning about email marketing, and I also learned more about how to kind of start from scratch for YouTube, which is a potential project coming on the way, and updating my master resume to prepare it so that I can just easily and seamlessly apply to jobs and whatnot, right? Even after all that, I just feel like I'm not doing enough, because I guess it's just more of I'm so not used to being where I am right now, not being able to work and not having to go to school anymore because, that part's basically all done, right? But now I have to find things for myself to do that would contribute to, help my future self be better set, And at the same time, I'm also trying to balance myself to be able to kind of rest, because I haven't done that in so long, Even last summer's, summer vacation when my mom came over, it didn't really feel like a vacation because I don't know why, and I'm probably guilty of this, but I was kind of excited to go back to work, even though it was just for a week to, train this new employee at the time, for the, to replace the role that I was gonna be leaving. That was something that I was looking forward to because I was so, I was so ingrained into that role that I kind of accidentally made it a part of who I am, Because you know how a lot of people introduce themselves as hey, I'm Darnell and I currently do this and do that. Since when does your job title become like a necessity or a part of your identity? Right? And even if you don't tell people what you do, they'll ask you eventually, so what do you do, what do you work as? Blah blah blah. It's like Well, maybe it's just in Canada, but it's becoming of a norm, And I'm not one to judge whether it's good or bad, but I don't think your job should really truly define who you are as a person, But for the sake of, formality and things like that, I guess it's okay, right? But I think deep down and, inherently, you should know who you are outside of your job, outside of what you do. For example, you're, creative, or you're, a challenger who loves to, pursue optimal performance, in endurance training or in strength training, and you strive to combine both worlds at the same time because you love the thrill of challenging yourself. You love the feeling of getting that runner's high. You love the feeling of, taking your body to the next level of its capabilities, right? And that's what kind of keeps you going, and hopefully that kind of translates itself into other parts of your life. And, I'm also a very reserved person. I tend to kind of sit back and observe first before I, start to peel out layers of my personality to someone new, because I don't easily open up that fast to people nowadays because I'm more cautious and more careful. And, you know, I'm usually very talkative or, you know, very interested and invested in people that I truly value in life, you know, and I want the best for them, and I'll strive to always be the one who checks on them even though they don't check on me, because I know what it's like to be that person who doesn't get checked on, and I don't want anyone to feel that way anymore. So, you know, like, I wish everyone kind of introduced themselves in that way, like show them or describe like who you are, or the kind of person you are, and just several simple sentences in a way that's like comprehensible, that doesn't have anything to do with what you do, right? Because like, I think what you do is like, it's kind of just like your daily routine, you know. You don't tell people that, oh, you know, today I breathe, or today I, you know, brush my teeth and things like that. You don't announce that to the world, right? You don't tell that to people on a day-to-day basis. So I think that's how I would view my job, you know. Even though I love it, you know, I love what I do, and hopefully I will when I, you know, find the one that suits me, because like right now I'm still exploring. But yeah, it's just, you know, a thread that I've been like really stuck up on and finally got to kind of pour it out, I guess. So I guess, you know, I'm just trying to do as much as I can with what I have, even though, you know, it's hard. And I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty upsetting and frustrating sometimes, knowing that, you know, like, you don't have that privilege you used to have back in the day when, you know, you have this thing called U-Pass, where you basically can like transit everywhere at a much, 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 much lower price. And now it's just, you know, everything, every time you go outside, it just costs money, and like, you're more cautious and, you know, more money sensitive, if you will, for lack of better wording, of, you know, how much you spend, what you spend it on, and things like that. You're more intentional now, and I guess like that's just kept me from going anywhere. And like, I'm basically a hermit for the past few days now, and, you know, but that was until yesterday on Sunday, though, where I felt like I spent a whole day outside, and boy was it liberating. You know, like, I went to church as usual. I had a good 8.5 hour sleep after a really long and fatiguing 13K run, right? And then I went to get lunch in this new place called Momo Sushi. They had a pretty good salmon teriyaki. That's like my staple childhood food, but like, it was good, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that good, you know, but it was all right. And then I went to the bookstore, in this place called Indigo, and, you know, I finally got my chance to explore the fiction section, you know, and I got to read a few pages of, you know, books that my good friend recommended to me, and man, I'm really hooked on some of the books there, and hopefully I'll go back to buy one or two when I have the time, which is every day now, actually. And then I went to get coffee there, which was also in the bookstore, which is convenient, and they make a really mean Americano. It's really good. And they have like these really high windows, so you kind of like get a really good view of like the sky and the cityscapes as well. And it's just nice, you know. It kind of opens you up to new ideas. And I don't know why, I was just seated there in the corner, and I just started pulling out my phone, and I just started writing on my notepad, you know, just trying to narrate what it is that's going through my mind, and, you know, hopefully I'll publish it in a blog post or something. But I guess it's really interesting, like, how you can kind of transcribe your thoughts into not just one format. You know, it could be you know, an audio file like this one, or it could be a video with visuals and images and things like that. It could be just a static image or a picture or a post, you know, and could tell, you know, 1,000 words or 1,000 stories. And then there's written word, where you kind of paint a picture without the pictures. You paint a picture with words, with, you know, the person's imagination or the reader's imagination, and that has its own beauty to it, right? And I love doing all these things, you know. I love creating and just kind of translating my thoughts into these forms of expression, and I think that's something that I'm, like, leaning towards, you know, whether it be, you know, in what I work as or my personal projects. Hopefully I want to be able to, you know, keep on doing that until, you know, I grow old and weary. So, like, I know this podcast is, like, basically a documentation of, like, figuring it out. And it is, you know, and that's the whole point. Like, I don't want to spread the idea that, oh, you know, I'm making this podcast because I have it all figured out. I've said this so many times, I don't. And I'm not supposed to. You're not supposed to, because, you know, the day you think you have it all figured out is the day you realize you don't, right? So I guess, like, it's just a constant strive and pursuit to have it all figured out, you know, and be able to look back in your life, to your life, and just say, you know, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I took that risk. I'm glad I moved on from this person. I'm glad I, you know, made amends with my family member that I've had a conflict for so long. I'm glad I was able to, you know, put it off my chest after keeping it for so long, after all, you know, after all the crap I've been through, right? And yeah, I think that's all I want, you know, at the end of my deathbed. I just want to make sure that, hey, you know, I made those choices. I was not indecisive. I, you know, trusted my gut, and I just went with it, and I just went for it, and I'm glad I did them. That's it, you know. And to be honest, like, I didn't have any content for this week until now. You know, I just had a conversation with my cousin. He's the eldest from our dad's side, and, you know, I'm really grateful for him. Like, he's always, like, you know, occasionally checking up on me, checking up my brother as well. And it's good, you know, like, to have, like, kind of like a brother figure, if you will. And yeah, it's nice to have someone look out for you, you know, because, like, you've been the one looking out for others this whole time, right? Because I'm the eldest in my family, in my main family. So yeah, so I hope that helps. I'll keep you updated as soon as, like, I have, like, a new update, and, like, you know, as I venture through this corporate world and find a job that I hopefully will like. But yeah, this should be exciting. I'll see you in the next episode, and thanks for listening. Cheers.